So our topic is how to maintain a consistent prayer altar. Genesis chapter 8. First of all, you need to know that altars are the only means through which priestly ministry can be delivered. What did I say? So it means that it is not possible to execute the priestly ministry without the presence of an altar. In fact, when an altar is present, it means that there is a priesthood somewhere. The priesthood might be dormant, the priesthood might not be meeting up with the sacrifices that it takes, but it is the presence of a priesthood initially that set up that altar. You see, because it is never possible for a priest to execute his duties outside of an altar. Are you getting the point now? So, the first thing God does before he invades is to get someone to set up an altar. Because that altar becomes the basis for all of his projects, executions. So he cannot deliver things or deliver himself. Now remember that when we speak about priesthood, if you are with me so far, say amen. When we speak about priesthood, I'm not just talking about the priesthood of things or what we call the priesthood of service or ministry. I'm also talking about the priesthood of becoming. When you say the priesthood of the believer, it is not necessarily about the service that the believer delivers. No. Are you getting the point? Now, when we talk about the priest, the reason why God set up priesthood in such a way that every believer is a participant of priesthood is because it is beyond service. Are you getting the point? If priesthood is only about service, then 10% of us should be enough to serve the rest. Am I correct? Just imagine a place where everybody is serving. Then who is being served? Are you getting the point now? That means priesthood is not necessarily about service. The service dimension of priesthood is a representation of all the Aaronic priesthood is. And that alone can never achieve what is in the heart of God. Because the purpose of God was made clear when he elected the children of Israel as a model nation through which he will exemplify what was in his heart as it pertains to the human race. Are you with me now? So, when he called them out, the few things that he revealed to them through the life of Moses as they came to the Mount of Sinai is that he said, let all the children of Israel come to me. Is it not true? It was the children of Israel seeing the demand. They saw lightning, the things happening. Seeing the demand of approaching God in that dimension, they decided to allow only Moses to go. They acquitted themselves of the sacrifices and the demands of priesthood. It is by that act that they created a demarcation between the clergy and laity. That was never the intention of God. And I'm about to tell you why. Are you getting the point? God called everybody. The reason why God called everybody to that priesthood is, if Moses had an encounter, let's assume all of us went to that mountain together. Are you getting the point? And stayed the same 40 days with Moses, heard what he heard, saw what he saw. What will happen to all of us? Will we become what he became? But you will remember what the scripture said. That God showed the children of Israel his acts. Am I correct? Yes. But Moses, he did what? So because it is the ways of God that reveal him to a man. It is in the revelation of the ways of God that a man becomes whom God intends him to become. And what God intends you to become is to become himself in a human vessel. Having the capacity to do what he would have done within your sphere. So if God is brought within your sphere, reduced to your capacity in the execution of your destiny, how would he have done it? With what energy, with what wisdom, with what character, with what ability. That is all you are supposed to represent. And that is not given except a man receives it from God. That is why when Jesus was here upon the face of the earth, you will never hear him talk about himself. The reason is because the source of his execution is beyond this realm. All he does is to carry. According to the book of Hebrews chapter 10, he said, sacrifices and offering you have not made to me, but a body you have prepared me. So his capacity to carry God is the measure to which he can deliver God to a generation. And what a generation is looking for is not you. Are you a man of God? People don't like to see you. The day a man of God finds out that people don't like his face, it will save him a lot of trouble. What people like is God. What they want to see is God. So when they see God, they will follow. Now, that is why sometimes, I'm telling you what God has taught me. Some people will see me on social media everywhere. They say, Apostle, I love you so much. I say, you are lying. Now, I will not tell the person no, but I've never believed it. Maybe I believe my wife's home, but I don't believe any other one. Okay, maybe my mother. Okay, maybe my sisters. Okay, maybe some of you. Amen. But I'm trying to say something. It's not many. Are you getting the point? It's not many. So, it is the God in you and me that people see that they actually like. When you take away that God in you, you will become like, you will not be like any other man. You will become worse than an average man. Now, for some of you that God has used a little, you knew who you were before. Echimobi. And then you see what God has done. When we did the first Enugu Sonship Conference, somebody came and met me and mocked you. At least you now. The person came 2 years later and is referring to you as the biggest person amongst the same person that mocked. I knew that lesson before it happened to you. That's why I don't look at men. I load myself with God. The opinion of men can change in one moment. Men are fickle. They are not deep. Only God is deep. Somebody can come now and think that you are big. And then something will happen. He will notice you are not. Another time, somebody will think you are small. And then something will happen. You will do it casually. Something he has been laboring to do for 5 years. That's what you are doing as if it's not. When you finish doing it, you put it down and faced Jesus. The person will think is joke. He will try and do it, and then he will become sick. If you think I'm joking, go and lead prayer the same way I did it for 2 hours. Take this my prayer session. Pray with it. Except the same spirit that helped me helped you. That's when you will find out. Huh? No flesh shall glory his presence. We are what we are by the grace of God. A songwriter said, I pray, but yet not I that pray. God is the one that is at work in us. Philippians chapter 2. Both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He is the one at work. The opinion of men are fickle. That you need to go deep, carry God, come out. Whether they say good thing or not, forget it. Just back. Collect something. Whether you like me or not, that's not my business. I want you to like Jesus. I want to disappear. Carry God enough. The same way, if they say good things about you, throw it away. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Pay the price to deliver God to a generation. If Jesus is always removing himself from the path so that people will not think it's him, then who are you? Make sure you remove yourself all the time. Remove yourself. Remove yourself. Part of the reason why we are training and raising people as much and discipling people at this pace, intensity and energy, is to prove that God is the one. Because it means that is one way to remove yourself. Discipleship is one way to remove yourself from the way. Because if you truly disciple, before you know it, you will have 35 people that can do what you are doing. It will mean that you, even as the leader, is not invincible. Is it not true? By that act, you have been removed from the way. God will keep reminding you that if you don't do well, another person will replace you. When you have that kind of thing, I have that kind of thing in my mind, I will keep laboring. I say, Lord, help me. Lest after I have preached, I will be a castaway. I will keep laboring. I beat my flesh. I put it under. I keep going like that. Huh? That's how Jesus was doing. That's how we are going to do it. Show me my Genesis. And Noah builded an altar. This is the first introduction of the word altar in the scripture. Are you with me? Even though, there was a sacrifice made by Cain and Abel, but this is the first time that there is a deliberate move to set up an altar. Are you getting the point? That's why I chose this one. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So in this place, there is a deliberate move. We don't know how Noah stumbled on the wisdom with which he set up an altar. Because the setting of an altar, you know, it's easy for you to say that my altar, let's set up an altar. You see, in the new covenant, consistent with the purpose of God and the agenda that God wants to execute, the setting up of the altar that have the ability to bring the inversion of God varies. It is a specific wisdom. It is a specific wisdom and strategy that is needed to set up an altar. Generally, we will teach you the general demands and structures of an altar. Are you getting the point? But consistent with the business that God has told you to be involved in, are you getting what I'm saying? Consistent with it, you will have to know how to modify your altar to be able to carry the thing that God sent you to do. The general demands of an altar is already laid out. Are you getting what I'm saying? But you need to know how to modify your altar to accommodate your own purpose and destiny. It is that modification that puts a label on you. It puts a responsibility on you. Because you would have noticed that human beings want to what's it called? When somebody gives out the work to another person, it's not delegate. Outsource. Human beings want to outsource, including knowledge that is of God. There are several knowledge and wisdom that is from God that is patented to you. Are you getting it? The scripture said in the book of Revelations that there is a stone that is handed out to everybody. Only the owner knows what is inside. So even though there is the ultimate purpose of God can only be executed in a body and in a corporate sense. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it is not an attempt to remove your individuality. There is a time we did a study. Is it not true? We did a study on the difference between individuality and individualism. They are not the same. Are you getting what I'm saying? The scripture clearly allows for individuality. What the scripture is against is individualism. So when you read the scripture in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, 14, there is an emphasis that is made on individuality operating within a body and a corporate sense. Are you getting the point? The scripture saying that the eye has its job, that the leg has its job. Are they not different individuals? But they find accommodation within the body sense. That means God intentionally allowed you to be a different individual. It is on the basis of individuality that there is a need for a function in unity. If all of us is I, who will now walk? Are you getting the point now? Follow me. So you have to know that your individuality should not be lost in the corporate expression. It is even because of the matter of individuality and specificity in the execution of your mandate that we demand you to begin to do what every other person is doing. If it is not true that there is an individual dimension to the expression of your destiny, then the prayer of your mother and father and pastor should have catered for your destiny. You don't need to do anything. And I hope you know that's what everybody wants. No matter how much somebody pray for you, a day will come, you will have to pray for yourself. God ordained it that way. Even if you did not pray for something to happen, you will need to pray for you to know things about yourself. And I found out that the prayer of self-discovery can never be prayed by another person. The prayers of self-discovery is always prayed by the person that is involved. Are you with me? Now, it means that the responsibility of priesthood now falls upon us one after another. Are you getting what I'm saying now? It is in that basis, on that basis, that you cannot outsource priesthood. You can't outsource it. Every one of us have to be involved in priesthood now. That is the intention of God originally. Because it is when all of us get involved in priesthood that the priesthood of becoming gets activated. Outside the services of the ministry, a man engages the priestly ministry so that he can become what God ordained him to become. Are you getting the point? It is on that basis that your altar have to be modified. There is a general demand of setting up an altar. But according to your own destiny and ministry, according to your own career, there has to be a modification to that altar so that it can fit the exact thing that God wants to do. It is because of that that a responsibility is put upon you. No matter how much I pray for you, it cannot answer for it. Are you getting the point? Because consistent with your destiny, you have to understand how to set up an altar that can carry what God ordained for you. If that is true, it will mean that there is something you need to become on an individual basis. Are you getting it? So it is that becoming that is in the heart of God. Because beyond what you will do for God, what God wants you to become, let me tell you why. The actions of God stems from who he is. And he also desires that your own action comes from who you are, what you have become. I hope you know you can do what you are not as a human. That is actually the fourth lines of the selfish nature of man. But if God did something, he came from his nature. So God wants you to become by priesthood and then live and act and do ministry by priesthood. Unfortunately, the understanding that people have about priesthood is to do ministry by priesthood. If that only is the purpose of priesthood, then we don't need much prayers. If that only is the purpose of priesthood, then we don't need many priests. But the scripture has clearly shown us from the New Testament that the desire of God is the priesthood of all believers. Are you with me? If the priesthood is the priesthood of all believers, does it mean the same scripture said, are all apostles, are all teachers, are all, meaning that, are you getting it? Remember that these are ministry offices. Are you with me? Yet the scripture is saying not all. Yet the priesthood is the priesthood of all believers. It will mean that there is a fundamental purpose of priesthood that is not necessarily service. The word ministry is serving. So the first desire of God, as he was represented with the children of Israel, is for them to become something. You have to become something in your own context that can represent God exactly the way he would have done it if he is the one that is there. So if God is the one that is in your exact situation, how will he have governed and then brought down his authority? No wonder the prayer, the Lord's prayer said, thy will be done on earth as it is what? Done in heaven. That's the desire of God. So how will that happen? If it is a prayer, I hope you know that for every prayer you pray, there is a part that God really wanted you to play. So even when you are praying a prayer concerning something and you feel it as if it doesn't concern you directly, for the fact that the body came to you, there is a known and unknown part that you are already playing in it. Are you with me? It is on that basis that they found your altar causing several other ranking beings, men or not, to become participants of the project that is going on your altar. Suddenly you will notice that what is happening in your altar have the ability to affect many more people than you think. When you pray, when I stand and pray, 100 million people will start praying. They will not know why they are moved to pray. Are you getting the point? Can you bear what I want to tell you now? Go for that. Go for that. Because if you get to that place, you are like that lamp in the book of Zechariah. The destiny of a whole territory depends on the burning of that lamp. It is with that lamp that the whole land is seen. Anything happens to that land, if oil dries up, you will notice that several people will start dropping in their hunger. They don't even know that they are being lit up by what is happening in another man's life. The whole of heaven will insist that your hunger remains constant. That's why you need to cry. Make me ever consider. The reason I want to teach you this is the day you stop, your family will go down. It is by you that your family is seen. The day you find out this, you will keep praying because your fourth generation is hoping that you meet up with your quota. Your fourth generation, they are yet unborn. They are hoping that you meet up with your quota. There is a way you journey in the spirit. You see things. I've seen it. I've seen my son. I've seen him 5 years. I've seen him 11 years. I have seen him do what I'm doing. I've seen him. Many of you will be alive and see it. How do you journey there? Priesthood. That's how you immortalize things. The scripture said, I know Abraham, my son, that he will teach his children to do this thing so that I will keep what I said. How many children did Abraham have? How many? One. Why is God now saying children? Who is children? Abraham had one child, and God said, I know Abraham, he will teach his children. Who are these children? The 1 million, 2 million people in the wilderness are the children of Abraham. Even we this day that followed him by faith are his children. So how did Abraham ensure that he will be part of what we are doing? Altars. He littered altars everywhere. So that even when Jacob wanted to escape, one day he crossed the river, he was going, he said, let me sleep. When he laid his head upon a stone, suddenly the heaven opened. That was the stone that his grandfather laid down. I said, if my son is escaping, Lord, put this thing as a stumbling block. The skiff rushed. Jesus said, listen, are you married? If you have altars everywhere, don't worry, sit down. Your child can't wake up and misbehave. You have heard me say it every day. When I was in DMGS, by the time I became a senior, by 7 p.m., some of my classmates, some of you that have lived around Onitsha, know how you know Onitsha. Down that New Market Road, there is Mackie's, there is Abakoba, there is Frontline, there are many. Where is water? There are many. Are you hearing what I'm saying? By 7, boys are leaving. I don't know the hand that held me there. If I have left and touched a woman, I can't be in my calling. There are some callings you can't carry if you don't preserve your vessel. Petas, there is a power that holds a man. That's why if you're a woman, you have to know how to hold your children.
It doesn't matter if you go to Canada and everybody is joining LGBTQ. There is a fire burning in you. Oh, UK can't collect your fire. Say after me, Lord, take me today. My Genesis. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord and took every clean beast and every clean animal. I've explained this for you before. And offered burnt offerings on the altar. Are you with me? Somebody say, and the Lord smelled. There are some things, if I read in the scripture, I pause and consider it. So that means when you actually pray and sacrifice things, that means God comes to our sacrifice. Smell your own, Emmanuel. I say, who mess? That's that's how it is. Why some people's own are smelling like Arabian perfumes? Huh? When they brought your own, they smell you, say, Who mess? Meanwhile, you are hoping that without your this thing that you did, that God will fall down from his throne. But they are asking in heaven, who mess? Instead of what you did to actually draw down God, you do that. I can prove it from the scripture that not all sacrifices brought God's blessing. Some of them brought curses. When I ask Cain, you know, they told us in children's Sunday school that I am, that there is evil and whatever is not in the Bible. I believe Cain offered good things, but there is a lot of things wrong with it. Are you getting what I'm saying? And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said, where did the Lord say it? As I'm talking to you now, if it is not that God revealed it by revelation, there are several things about you. Now, the advantage that we have as new covenant believers is that this thing that happened here, you as a believer, we know. But somebody like Noah will not be able to know. If God is happy, you will notice that the Holy Spirit in you will rejoice. When we did prayer and prophetic conference, first day, second day, third day, by the time we finished Saturday evening, suddenly it seemed as if I was tired, though. In fact, I was, you know, and all that. Well, I noticed as if it seemed as if somebody is rejoicing. I told myself, shut up, Oga, there is labor. But the guy was rejoicing inside. There is no physical reason why, but there is this thing. Are you getting it? The circumstances does not allow for that kind of state of mind, for that kind of heart. Are you getting it? Yeah, it is there. It means that somebody is rejoicing. That is the benefit you have as a believer in the new covenant. Are you getting what I'm saying? The Holy Spirit can rejoice. That is what is happening here. There is something. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is something Noah did and God rejoiced. God smelled it and he was happy. I want to read one more verse. He said, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake, for the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore everything living as I have done. Watch. Somebody offered God something that made him overlook. You know, you know what is happening here? You made such a sacrifice that God said, no matter what you do, I will keep using you. the kind of thing that is happening here. That's what God gave David and his generation. The highest thing I will do is that I will just chastise you, but I can't stop using you. If you know how hard it takes to secure something like that, those are the kind of things your sacrifices should be tending towards. The way God drops people like this, like hot, are you not seeing it? God will start using somebody in 100. What's happening, bro? Amen. Have you not noticed that there are several people that God used in 100 level? Before 200 level, he has dropped them. Can't you remember? Some of them, he used them in youth service. 2 years later, are you not noticing? He don't drop them now. Let's not call names. But God has dropped them, including the people that you did youth service with. Just 2 years plus, he has dropped them. The people you even went to university with has been dropped 5 years ago. God drops very fast. He drops faster than you actually think. And I hope you know you can be doing the Aaronic ministry. You are still running ministry, but God dropped you 7 years ago. You see, I can tell you free of charge that God drops people faster than he picks people. As we were exploring in the last class, it takes a lot for God to put men in several places. It doesn't take him much to drop them. Why should God continue with you when there are 17 people that can do the same thing? Whatever should convince God to keep on keeping with you is what you should labor. See what? So there is a kind of sacrifice that puts a man in that class. That's the kind of thing that this man did in the book of Genesis chapter 8 verse 21. Let me see verse 22. So God said what he said, and then he now did this as a proof. He said, while the earth what remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and winter, and day and night shall not what cease. Is there another verse? Okay, sorry. So these are the things that God put in based on the sacrifice that a man made. Altar. So it was not possible for Noah to engage God in this dimension without an altar. It is the introduction of an altar that made it possible for God to be involved in this measure. Are you getting it? So everything that you are doing as a believer is mere wishes until there is an altar consistent with the desire and the purpose of God in that context. So God is not moved emotionally towards responding to things. He's moved by the business that is being done upon the altar. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see, God has emotions, but he's not emotional in a human kind of way. Are you getting the point? Are you getting what I'm saying? He's not emotional in a human kind of way. There are several things that have the ability to call for his intervention and participation. So if we want God to invade in a measure, both the invasion of our life and invasion of the sphere of influence that he has brought us to oversee, then we will have to engage him by the altar. It is the business that is being done in the altar that have the ability to invoke God in a measure. So every other thing that a generation is doing
outside of crying out and sacrificing in an altar is best a manipulation and a waste of time. You see, did you notice that a generation had come and said, Nigeria is bad, why is this one, why is this one? But when you call them to do the business of the altar, they escape. Are you getting what I'm saying? They are not willing to pay the price. Not just the price of just praying, but both the price of praying and becoming the kind of man that can pray the kind of prayer that they want to pray. As I told you, that priesthood travels in two directions. There is a priesthood that affects things and a priesthood that affects you. Both of them should be going concurrently if priesthood is well executed. Are you getting what I'm saying? One should not stop because of other. You see, if there is one that should stop, it should be the priesthood that affects things. You see, because the priesthood that affects you secures your eternal position, but the priesthood that affects him affects things. Now, I cannot just say that it doesn't affect eternal things, because the way you are able to do the things that God sent you to do upon the face of the earth within the frame of time that you live will affect whom and what you will become in the next coming age. Are you getting it? People like SG Elton will come and stand and say that God has made them a mayor of this place in the 1,000 year reign of Christ. I hope you know that is not every according to the scriptures. That 1,000 year is not all that is going to happen. But within that 1,000 years, it's not everybody that will be with the man that is coming to reign. It is people that have strained their hands in government within here. God will know by the hands that are trained that you have the capacity to rule. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is such people that will rule and reign with him within that period. Follow me now. That means that what you also do affects what you will become and the things that you will do in the coming age. But much more than that is whom you become. So priesthood in this context travels in two directions, and the intention of God is that the outflow, the impact that priesthood or things that you do and ministry has on things and people is as a result of the job that priesthood has done inside you. Are you getting the point? Now, that is consistent with the nature of God and how God would have done something. You will, instead of, in fact, just to prove that exact principle, when you got born again, God gave you everything that is needed to make you whom you should be. He did not wait for you. You know, normally if he's a human being, if you pass a class, we give you certificate. If you pass primary school, they will give you first school living certificate. Is it not true? Am I correct? But if it is God, when you get an admission, he gives you certificates. All the institutions that God set up, once you enter it, he gives you certificate as if you are finished. Because he has confidence. Are you getting what I'm saying? He has confidence in the life that he gave to you. The impartation of the things of God within you. God is confident that if you can exploit, he has the ability to make you qualified for that certificate that he gave you in the beginning. So when a man gets born again, God calls him a saint. But you know that you are still having issue with woman. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, does he invalidate what God said? No. As he is calling you that saint as a result of what and what the capacity of that life you receive can do in you. So God cannot say you are not a saint because he's not standing at the same plane with you. Are you getting it? He's standing in the plane of eternity, and it is only things consistent with that plane that he can testify about. Standing in that plane, he has seen that the capacity of the life that he gave to you can make you a saint, and he calls you one. Not because of what you are now, but because of the life that you received. So one person has to be correct, God or you. What you do with that life will prove who will be correct. So you can come and say, I can't pray, I can't stop this sin. God will say, according when you read the Bible, you say, pray without ceasing. You will come and say, I can't pray. The Bible said, for men ought always to pray and not what? You say you are struggling with sin, immorality. God will say, bear your body with sanctification. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So one person has to be wrong. If you believe God and practice what is written in the scripture, you will see yourself navigating towards the testimony of you that is already captured in the scripture. God can't change his opinion just because you refuse to do what you are supposed to do. As you are violating and living and becoming a perversion of the expectation of God as a result of his investment, you will see people around you that is being made and becoming, as a result of the same thing, the same Holy Ghost you have, the same Bible you have, the same thing you have, they are becoming something that God has planned. But you are within the same environment within, and you are giving excuses. Woe unto you, Chorazin. For if the same thing that we are done in you, we are done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long time ago. Is it not true? This is the subject of the altar. That means that there is little God can do in your life if there is no business that is done on the altar. And I want to show you something. According to the revelations of God within the confines of the new covenant, wise people visit once in a while in the old covenant to execute the business of the altar. And in certain cases, the business of the altar is an outsourced business. So it's only the Levites, the priests, and the high priest that have the ability to do it. But when you got born again, God gave you a portion of priesthood. You must do. No matter how much money you have, no matter your position in this life, no matter how much things become comfortable for you, there is an allotment of priesthood for every man. You can't run away from it. And I've already told you the reason why. For two reasons. The reason is because God cannot do what he wants to do outside of priesthood. It is through priesthood that God flows out to affect men and affect things. Are you with me? When a man desires to be the instrumentality through which God will do that, then he has to yield by the means of priesthood. That is how God acknowledges the things that you are doing. God lacks the ability to acknowledge the things that a man do outside of the confines of the altar. That is the intersecting point between the spirits and this realm. Are you getting the point? It is at that point that the witness of God comes upon the things you are doing. The scripture said in the book of Revelation that when the sacrifices upon the altar became strong, then when the full measure of the things that the men were doing, there were four major witnesses. Is it not true? For God to bear witness to the things that you do, it has to be by priesthood. If it is by priesthood, then there has to be an altar. That is how God can interface with your journeys in the spirit. Outside of that, you are doing things. I hope you know that you can give people money. It is called philanthropy. Is it bad? But if you want to do it as a ministry from God, it has to be powered by priesthood. So when a priest is giving you money, it's different from philanthropy. But is it not the same money? That is the only way God can be involved. It is only through priesthood that God can be involved, so that the common things of this world can be galvanized, monopolized by heaven, and through that aperture they can invade. Are you seeing it? So you can start a school, another person has a school, but your own is ministry. Is it not the same school? What is the difference? Yours was by priesthood, and because there is priesthood around what you are doing, that priesthood has given God permission to possess that instrument, and through it he can further and execute his purposes. So once you remove priesthood, you have removed the involvement of God. Now you can keep doing things, some of them good, some of them bad. Are you getting where I'm going? I'm not just saying bad things. Some of them good, but God is not in it. I hope you know that just because something is good doesn't mean it's God. Yes, you have to know it. I know is the gospel of good life that, you know, that white people send down to us. You know the gospel of good life. If he is good, it's from God. There are many good things that is not from God, though. Many, there are many. You know, there is a movie I watched that time. You know what they are selling in that movie is, what is it called about America? Someone said the American Dream. There is something called the American Dream. How many of you have heard of something like that? The American Dream. What they want to do is to
make sure that anybody that wants to succeed can succeed in America. The American dream. What God wants to give you in the kingdom is not the American dream. Huh? He wants to give you the cross centered upon an altar. That's how he can interface with a generation. Remove an altar, you have removed God. I don't care what you are doing. God is not worth anything before him. There are two major things that Satan seeks to remove in any place and in any generation. An altar and a cross. Once he removes an altar, removes the cross, he can allow people to keep doing ministry, keep doing things. Many of them good. It will be reduced down to humanistic adventures. You getting what I'm saying? There is no cross. There is no altar. You cannot get covenants and charters from heaven. God cannot be involved. You can mention his name, but he's not there. If you are with me so far, say amen. Luke chapter 1 verse 8 to 10. Now that we have secured a connection between the priest and the altar, the second point here is that the priestly duty is to burn incense on the altar. Listen to me. I don't care what somebody is doing and is calling it priest. If there is no burning of the incense on the altar, you don't know the priestly ministry. I'm not the one saying it. Let's read the scripture. After reading it in KJV, we might have to read it in another translation. Look at it. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's what office, let's see how he's done before God in the order of his course. This is an arrangement. It's like when we come for a conference, we now say we go to school, we take the first prayer after the second day. Are you getting it? So there is an order. This person finished, give to, is the same thing, but this in the order of his course. We'll still read it in another translation. According to the custom of the priest's office. Let's say it together. 1, 2, ready, go. I know some of you have not really seen this scripture like this. Let's say it one more. If your Bible is your own, underline it. Let's say it one more time. 1, 2, ready, go. What is custom? Custom is a culture. It's a customary. This is how, according as they behave, according as the behavior, according as they live in the priestly office. Are you getting it? If you are in the priestly office, in the priestly ministry, this is customary for somebody that is already in priestly ministry. What if it is not in your life? Are you getting what I'm saying? We don't know the office and ministry that you are in if this is missing. According to the custom, it means that you don't even need to tell a priest this thing. He already knows. It should be part of the training that they gave him during induction. Are you getting what I'm saying? Before he was brought into the priestly ministry, he has to be trained that this is the custom. This, you can remove other one. If you remove this one, you are no more a priest. You can downplay other one. If you remove this one, we don't have anything we are doing. This is what kept us in ministry. Are you getting what I'm saying? The reason why we are here is this one. Other ones can be there or not, but if you remove this one, we don't have any business here anymore. Everybody should disappear and do another thing. Are you hearing me? If you remove a custom, a people's heritage is lost. Very soon they won't know where they are coming from. They can even forget their father's name. Why? The customs are removed. The ancient landmarks are removed. The stones of identification, they are uprooted. And a generation came, they didn't know how to bring down God. They are doing many things. When you tell them the truth, they will say it's too hard. It's not too hard. It's how, what is the custom? What is the custom? It's the custom. It's not option. We didn't choose it. He chose us. No man chooses to do this. This thing chooses you. Sometimes he chooses you before you are born. He chose you. That's what God told Jeremiah.
before you went out your mother's womb, I knew thee. When the guy is cruising, he doesn't know anything. They chose him there. Ordained you. His ordination. His ordination was in the womb. He never shop anything. He never even see like they don't ordain him. So ask God, why you not even allow me to flex small? You know, are you with me? You flex. Body no be firewood. Mrs. Jacinta, flex more now, and then you now come back and say, I give you my all. I was a terrible sinner, now you have saved me. God have to give me a revelation of grace, because even from when I was small, I don't know how to do bad things. Are you seeing it? The revelation of grace doesn't just show you how qualified you are by the ministration of God's sacrifice and ability. It also shows you how undeserving you are. Are you getting the point? No man can benefit from grace except he encounters the schoolmaster. And the job of the schoolmaster is to show you your insufficiency. When the schoolmaster has flogged you and you see your insufficiency, you cry out, then grace steps in. It is at that point you will know that all men has been concluded under sin. Are you getting the point? It doesn't matter how good you are, even you is in need of God's intervention. So it is at that juncture that even we too knew that we needed as much God as people that has never done any, that has done everything in this world. Are you getting the point? But it doesn't nullify the fact that even before we did it, God, for her, are you getting? Let's. But before you entered your mother's womb, I ordained thee a prophetess. You will go to UNN in our bagari. Come and get admission. Let me see now. Several of the plans you have for yourself, oh sister, how many of them is working? Is the ordination that is manipulating and navigating your life. Finally, you are under me now. God, trust me. You will not believe me, but God, trust me to when I'm through with you. He trusts me. He trusts me with the ability to shift you. Between now and next year, that banyem naka. Train any child like this, I'm telling you. I've already started praying for you. When God answers my prayer, Mrs. Ike, God answers my prayer. You will not believe it, but he answers my prayer. And I've told him, catch this woman. There is a work to be done. We don't have hands. I don't have any guy man here. I don't have anybody. Everybody is a laborer. Yes. If you like, go and ask water. If you like, go and ask high boy. All of them, I collected all of them. Remove the garments. Remove the garment of guy man, burnt it. Ask this guy playing keyboard for me. Is he not the one growing? Hallelujah. Are you being blessed?
Yes, sir.
Show me my scripture. Where we are. We are in Matthew. Good. According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was... Okay, let's read together. 1, 2, ready, go. So the job of this guy now is to burn incense. And when you go further in this scripture,
when he started burning incense, a priestly angel appeared to him. I don't want to go further. All angels are not priestly angels. The most powerful and the highest ranking of angels are priestly angels. In fact, if you are not a priestly angel, every angel of the presence is a priestly angel, because the only means through which a man can approach the throne of God, whether angel or not, man or angel, is through priesthood. Are you getting what I'm saying? The only thing that steps down the oppressions and structures within the realm of the throne is only priesthood. It's priesthood that can convert things. One day I was praying, I was asking God, when we pray in tongues, what happens, self? What does it mean? What is Holy Ghost trying to do? God told me 7 things that is happening. After this first session of school of prayer, we'll do another one. I will show you something. There are some things God was showing me. I was telling my wife. I told her she will teach it. She said no. I told her that my teaching will be in 4 steps. Then I gave her the scripture. We analyzed it. I told her that the main thing about this, my teaching, is the Greek word stenazo. We will handle it. Stenazo simply means groaning. I'm coming to it. Watch out. This period will clear everything. There are several things God has shown us. He just said we should not teach it yet. We should, but this time around, so that we help you. Because if you see the way we are having result from our prayer, you will know that there are things we know that we are not yet teaching. Is it not true? You can't have this kind of result without knowledge. It's not possible. But there is a season for everything. Amen. So an angel appeared to him. So you will notice that it is not possible for you to execute this priestly ministry without the generation of incense. So I say prayer. There are many things, other things you can do in priestly ministry, but the number one custom is what? The number one custom is what? I can't overemphasize the necessity of prayer. And that's the first thing I'm going to show you. That's the first thing you need to learn on how to maintain a consistent prayer altar. If you don't know the necessity of something, I'm not sure you will take it serious. Is it not true? Hey God. My brother, I took time and studied the life of Jesus. He prayed the way Jesus prayed. I'm not sure I don't want to say some things. Should be they say Jesus is the Son of God, God in the flesh. The way Jesus prayed, I'm worried. If Jesus prayed like that, I'm in trouble. Help. If Jesus prayed like that, then me, I'm in trouble. Has he not bothered you before? I will show you some scriptures. Before Jesus called his disciples, as I will show you, he prayed all night. All night. The Son of God, deliver us from our pride. It is the same weakness of Adam that a generation is suffering. When a man doesn't pray, the first language, the first meaning of prayerlessness in the spirit is self-sufficiency. Because a man that have realized how weak he is will always be in pursuit of God. Is it not true? That man will pray because he knows that he cannot even select his own disciple if he doesn't pray. Jesus cannot select his disciple. You did business plan and started your business. Did you pray all night? Do you know what is all night? You have a photo studio now. I don't want to attack you, so let me leave you. Let's assume somebody has a photo studio. Somebody, he's not here. And the name of the photo studio is Kayanos. Deliver us from pride. Deliver us from selfishness. This is what Adam wanted to do. He is looking for a means to run his destiny without involving God. Are you seeing it? So he was seeking for a knowledge that can power his destiny and existence without a recourse to God. See, because when a man prays, he is proving first that he needs God. If you don't need God, why should you pray? You pray because you know that you need God as a human. Then you need God to execute your destiny. When a man stops praying, he declares independence. He says, I can do it. I can do it. So you hear some people say, don't disturb God for some things. You can think with your brain. I will disturb God for me. I will disturb God for everything. Jesus, the Son of God, wanted to call his disciples. He kept praying, and prayed all night. Do you know what is all night? All night is a minimum of 6 hours. You had a business plan. You took 7 days to do visibility study, but you can't take 3 days to fast and pray. You did visibility study from where you are in South Africa. You told them to check for you. They use 2 months to check, and you find out what is working. But you didn't fast for 2 months within the same period they are searching. That's not how heaven invades the earth. I can tell you free of charge that that is how Satan wants us to operate, because he knows that along the line he can hijack that thing. Anything that is not born of God cannot, God can't take glory from it. Anything that is not born of priesthood, Satan can hijack it. Oh, that is born of the spirit is spirit. That is born of the flesh is what? No matter the name, no matter where, even if it's inside church, it's still flesh. If we organize meetings, are you getting what I'm saying? If we organize meetings that God did not send us, it is born of the flesh, even if it's inside church. It can't serve the purpose of God. It can't achieve the agenda of God. Are you seeing it now? Priesthood, you keep asking God. Keep praying. It takes you 3 months to be sure. Don't stop praying until you are sure. So when you pray, you are not sure, you are stepping out. That is a proof that you have an auxiliary means of finding support for the accomplishment of the things that you think is correct, that is outside of God. And God will wait to be sure that your capacity to execute things in the energy of humanity and the flesh is exhausted. It is then that his help will come. And many times we have many things that we can yet do. Part of the things that priesthood does is to kill your ability to move out in the flesh. So many of the time, the reason why the answer to your prayer has not come is because God can't answer. It's not because he can't answer it now. It's because he wants to defeat you. He has to defeat you. By the time he will do it, you will say, God, you would have even lost. You have lost the desire for it. You have lost, and have found that that's how God works. By the time he does it, you have lost the desire. And once the fleshly desire and self-desire of that thing has gone, when it comes, you will maintain a right relationship with it, because as of now, it's born of the spirit. Are you with me? Oh, I feel fire. This one is not just the fire that will make you fall. It's the fire that will make you consistent. Born evermore. I want to see you in 20 years. And you will say like Caleb, my strength is like when I was young. Even now I become stronger. I want to see you in 20 years. How do you keep me? What do you encode in their altar? By what mystery? What are the structures around what they build? A man is celebrating his birthday today. I saw a video of him. The general W.F. Kumuyi. He is 80 something. He said, do I look like a man that is stopping now? I said, God, deliver me. Deliver me. I can't
pastor. What makes me to stop? Give me an altar that pours consistently. Hello. In 20 years time, I will be coming with dreams. In that year, I will be coming in 40, 50, 60 years. I will be coming with dreams of consistency. The secrets of God will perpetually tabernacle upon my heart. The mysteries of God will not depart from me. Wait for 30
of priestly effectiveness and order. Let me say it again. Consistency, routine. Of course, routine. You can't be consistent without routine. Consistency, routine, and regimen. Of course, you can't be consistent without regimenting the priestly business. That's what we just saw in the book of Luke, chapter 1, verse 9. Is it not true? There is an order that is set for them so that everybody will be in course. Is it not true? Correct. To support this, my scripture, this my quotation, I took a general study of the book of Acts. I was searching for all the secrets of the first apostolic age. You know, anytime we speak about the apostolic age, we say that the secret of their result is in what they did. Is it not true? I want to add to it. That's true, but not all. It's not just what they did, it's how they did it. The secret of, because have you not noticed the things that they did? More or less, we are doing it. Is it not true? Then why are we not having their result? It means that it is not just what they are doing, it is also how. So I began to search the how of how they did what they did. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the first thing you search, accepted, is what are the things that they did that gave them the result, that made them become who they are. So after you have found the things that they did, you need to search out for the way they did what they did. And I started searching. One of the things that was very obvious, but inciding from the sight of somebody that is not searching, is that the greatest mystery behind what they did is actually the consistency behind it. It's not just what they did. I searched the scripture from chapter 1 to chapter 19 and 20 something, moving from before the Holy Ghost came to when the Holy Ghost came to the life of Peter. Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 6, Acts chapter, I think 12 or 13, then Acts chapter 19, then Acts chapter 20. That's all. Is in fact the scripture, because you will say is prayer and word and all that. By the time you get to when Paul was at Areopagus, it is not just what he did, it is how long he did it.
by God, this man stand in one place and teach the Bible for 2 years. You talk people for 2 months and you are frustrated. As apostle as Paul was, he needed to teach for 2 years for him to see the kind of result that he wanted. After ministering for that long, by the time he reached, it is a tipping point. You see, there are several things that is not possible as a basis of God's operation within your life outside of consistency. Many things can happen. If there are occurrences, if things happen around your life without consistency, they will be by chance, and you will even lack the capacity to culture it. You will lack the capacity to make it your own. Let me come again. It is consistency that makes you a part of a manifestation from God. I don't want to use the word manifestation. If God breathes something in us, it is consistency that makes us keep producing the same thing anytime we want it. Are you getting the point? Now, if I just say consistency, you will not really understand it. Let me tell you. Consistency brings us to the point where we localize an investment, anything that comes from God. First of all, it is trapped by priesthood, but it is a consistent priestly ministry that localizes a heavenly expression. Are you getting it now? Let's assume we are expecting the miraculous to come. Let's assume we are expecting people to give their life to Christ. Let's assume we are expecting the people to come into a deeper revelation of the scripture. Let's assume we are expecting a generation to pray. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Now, the first thing we do is to engage priesthood. But if we want to have a consistent effulgence of divinity, because for everything that is done as ministry, consistent with the heart of God, can never be done by man. The scripture said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, okay, 1, he said that God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wisdom of the wise, that he has chosen the best things. So at the end, he said, so that no flesh shall what? Glory in his presence. He said, Christ has been made unto us power, made unto us wisdom, made unto us sanctification. Are you getting it? The major reason why the scripture went on that route is to establish the fact that anytime divine things we are found in men, flowed from men, we have to trace it to his origin. So no matter the things we manifested, if no matter the things we carried, became manifested, if it is a divine thing, then it didn't come from us. Though we carry it, though we express it, it is coming from God. Are you with me now? Then if it is coming from God, it means that there is no basis for us to boast in that matter, because it is God that is trying to flow out. Are you getting it? But though God is trying to flow out, consistency in priestly ministry can acculturize our life and even a physical environment to have the ability to trap that expression and effulgence of God in different layers, in different dimensions, such that any day we come to beg thanks. Since revival hub started, it's not as if we don't pray to ask God to help us to pray. Are you getting where I'm going? Once you step into a place called revival hub, you just know you will pray. What happened? Consistency helps you to trap and keep those things that came from God. Are you getting where I'm going? Are you seeing it now? To the point that what can take somebody 7 days fasting to achieve in a moment, you can be doing it as a daily lifestyle. Are you getting where I'm going now? So you see, I was teaching some of my leaders and pastors something. I told them there are 2 ways to execute ministry. You can execute ministry on demand. You can also execute ministry as default. On demand is, if I have ministration on Saturday, then I will fast for 2 days. Then the days I don't have ministration, I will not do. So if you have challenge in your life, if Satan attack you in the night, if you have bad dream, that's when you will do some things. That's on demand. Is it not true? On demand cannot bring you to what I call an effortless expression of the things that came from God. Are you getting it? The scripture says, as a result of consistency in priesthood and in the things that God has brought within the environment of the apostles, that Peter got to the point that they laid down sick people around his house. Peter is not going for a healing meeting. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm sure that he didn't plan for those people to get healed, but he has yielded himself to the priestly capacity to trap and localize a heavenly expression, such that even his shadow carries it. For we to raise one cripple, we fast for 7 days. Peter woke up from the sleep. Now, he's not a special person. That's not what I'm trying to teach. I'm trying to say that there is a saturation point that consistency brings you to. The things of God can saturate. It is at that level you start operating by overflow. When a man can never operate by overflow except there is a consistency. So it's a consistent priestly ministry that brings the oppression of God in your life and through your life to a point of overflow. Are you getting it? Such that you will have more result unconsciously than you are even having consciously. Consistency. Are you seeing it? So I checked chapter 1 and I saw they continued. Chapter 2, they what? Continued. Chapter 6, they continued. Chapter 13, they continued. Throughout the whole of Acts, the key thing about what they were doing was not just what they did. It is that they what? Continued. That means if God told you to do something and you did it and a result came and you stopped, what will happen? God will stop. No matter what you saw God do, if you fasted and God did something, that is just a small thing compared to what can come out if you keep fasting. Are you getting it? If you study the scripture and something happened, something was built in you, something happened to you, that is only but a small thing that can come out from studying the scripture. Are you getting it? I mean, even that particular part of the scripture, you only touch the surface. If you keep digging, consistency delivers God in an overflowing dimension to you. Consistency have the ability to localize divinity. Are you getting what I'm saying? God's address is heaven, but priestly consistency have the ability to localize God in your house. That is why, as you are praying, Cornelius will be praying to God. God will say, I've heard your prayer. And then he sends Peter. Why? Are you getting where I'm going now? Peter has localized the possibilities that can be delivered to that man as a result of his prayer. A man was praying, interceding in a nation, interceded for long. Then one day in his prayer chamber, he saw light shine. He said, thank God for bringing light in this city full of darkness. God called him and said, no, my son Lester, someone has entered. Lester, I want to be that kind of man. Jesus, I can't stop doing what I'm doing. I can't stop. No matter how long I live and die, everything I touched that touched me will still trap a measure of divinity. My messages, my material will host the same divinity till Jesus comes. He has told me, I know it. That's why we level like this. Because what people don't know, have you not noticed that some of the message we preached 4 years ago, as in years is going, I thought it should be going weaker. Shebi, we preached it when we didn't know much. You would have noticed it's those early ones that ministers preach that carries the glory. I thought they don't know much that time.
What you don't know is that as you grow in priesthood, priesthood is an eternal concept. Are you seeing it? So the messages you preach and the things you say, we are not hosted in the physical realm. They are recorded with phones and laptops, but that's not the hosting website. The website that hosts our things is held up in the heavens of God. The subscription is priesthood. Fill, cease, fill, fire, see, fire, celebrate, sa, 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 when you make, when, if it is by priesthood you got your money, you can be sure that the third generation can be poor. Why? What you have is not cash. You have laid up treasure somewhere, and it's not a bank on earth. Are you seeing it? Anytime a man pipes into that treasure, things will begin to flow. I am not hosted on earth, I'm hosted in heaven. Where are you hosting your website? Hackers may attack your website. Lay up treasure. So are you seeing it now? Those things don't die. I heard of a story. Benihin came to a live program, because those televised program, they come and is replay. Nobody except is live streaming like that, and even those days they don't do much of live programs, so that if there is a mistake or something they don't want to see, they'll just cut it off, edit, and show you the one that you want. Are you getting the point? Somehow they, in one of the messages that was slotted in, Benihin actually gave a word of knowledge that should not be a part of a recorded, is it not true? So when he gave the word of knowledge, he said somebody sitting on a seat read whatever, a recorded message that has been preached long ago. When they slotted it, as he was saying it, a lady watching, that thing described her. I said, when was the message preached? I preach from eternity. When you teach and preach and do ministry from there, it doesn't die. It can't die. 90 years on earth is not enough to capture the scope of my ministry. I need 1,000 years till Jesus comes. Are you seeing it? That's why I'm building in priesthood, so that I will not be forgotten 10 years after I died. A priest can't be forgotten, because the altars will be part. If a man will journey into God, are you getting it? The inheritance that a generation leaves another is not too many things that you spoke about. It is actually the altars that will be part everywhere. When a man listens to you one or two or three times, he enters into experiences in God. You just came to Sabo and stayed for 8 months and became a man of God. Have you seen where they made men of God in 8 months? Are you seeing it? Too many altars. You collide with them in the morning, in the night, in the afternoon, everywhere, on WhatsApp, everywhere. They are beating you up and down. They are saying, why are you casual? See, pray in tongues for 1 minute. I need to be hosted. Priesthood has your realities in the eternal realm. In that place, mortals cannot enter. No tenter one can enter there. It is hosted in a realm, a place beyond the impact of darkness. That's what priestly ministry does. It takes things and hosts in the realm of God. It doesn't die. Even when you live and die, it doesn't die. Not when you make money. Before you have died, your children has messed it up. For 1 more minute. mighty name we pray.
We believe God's word came to you with accuracy and power. To connect with the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Edu Dechukwu, with unlimited access to life transforming messages, visit www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all social media platforms at Revival Hub International. For inquiries and partnership, email us at revivalhubglobal@gmail.com.